Hi, welcome to Indiana Weekend with John Strauss. This is a kind of radio magazine show about the interesting places and intriguing people in our part of the state. We're always interested in your thoughts. Drop us a note at indianaweekend@gmail.com with your suggestions and comments. Let us know what's going on where you are. Few places bring back the Indiana of another age like Madison, the historic Ohio River town, 12,000 people, an hour northeast of Louisville. Lots of places like to describe themselves as historic, but Madison is actually known as the largest contiguous national historic landmark in the United States, 133 blocks of the downtown area. It's a beautiful place of well-preserved architecture, artist galleries, good restaurants, and other attractions. Oh, and not to mention the Ohio River right next to downtown and the scenic Riverwalk, Lanier Mansion overlooking the expanse of water, and the Kentucky Bluffs on the other side. Madison has a full schedule of summer events coming up, plenty of excuses to visit. I had not been there for a while, though, so I checked in at Village Lights Bookstore right in the center of downtown with owner Nathan Montoya.
I guess you could say we're at retail ground zero on Main Street in Madison. Not only are we in the heart of the largest contiguous National Historic Landmark District in the country, right dead center, but on Main Street, restaurants all around us and very nice selection of specialty shops. So it's a great location. If we weren't here, well, I don't know where we'd want to be, because we have what we like here. It's a small town. And it's historic. When we first came into Madison, when we were looking for a place to locate, coming in from Dallas and New York and Europe, we had certain needs: transportation, culture, the theater, the arts, opera, museum, so on and so forth, and accessibility to transportation, airports and whatnot. So we knew we wanted to be in Southern Indiana, love Southern Indiana. Okay, well, that's where we're going. Where? And so it's simple. Look at the map. What do you have? You have Louisville, Indianapolis, Cincinnati, three good-sized cities. You know, they're not huge cities, but they're good, and they have a lot there. They each have an airport. And then there's Bloomington, and which meant a lot to us, being IU grads, and a lot going on in Bloomington. Wonderful music and opera and dance. And so, all right, that sort of narrowed it down. In the middle of that triangle, well, there were a few places. Well, Madison, we thought, well, let's look at Madison. We'd never heard much about it. Years back, Anne had been through here with her parents, who were artists, and they were showing at Chautauqua. And so she remembered a bit about Madison. So we came through, and driving into town the first time from the west down Main Street, it felt like we were back in Europe. The buildings have not been torn down. They're beautiful. They're historic. It's a walkable environment. We just immediately fell in love with the place. We felt at home right away. And as it turned out, the building that we were looking at straight ahead of us as we were coming east on Main Street turned out to be the building we bought. Didn't know it at the time. But that was just right there in front of us, and we were looking at it thinking, wow, this place is beautiful. And that's where we ended up, and we love our building. And then, oh, here we have Oscar Wilde jumped up on the piano next to me.
It's a beautiful black and white cat.
Yes. When we were under construction, his timing is impeccable. Of course, everything about Oscar is impeccable. When we were under construction here, we had the front door open all the time, people coming, going, painting, this and that. And there were a couple of painters working for us, and they said one day, well, we saw your black and white cat. And we said, we don't have a black and white cat. We had two aging cats that had come with us, and they lived upstairs with us. And no, we don't have a black and white. And they said, well, he was in here, and the next day in he walked again, and he was scrawny and hungry, and so we put some food down on the floor, and, well, he decided that this was where he needed to be, and he applied for a job, and he got it. A dream for a long time was to live in the country somewhere. After leaving Bloomington, Indiana, where we both went to school, Ann and I, and I have 3 degrees from Bloomington, and we left in 82 and lived about a decade in New York City, a little under a decade in Europe, and then close to 20 years in Dallas. When we were living in New York City, we really yearned to have a place in the country. We went up to Vermont in the summers to teach. We were in dance. We danced with some well-known people in New York City. And we just, we would get out of the city whenever we could. And so the idea of having a place in the country sort of started there. And of course, having lived in southern Indiana, we pretty much knew what we were thinking about. But then our careers led us all over the world. And after 20 years in Dallas, well, it was high time to get out of concrete and traffic and all. So we decided that when I was teaching at SMU, I was a professor there for 17 years. And when our son graduated from high school, we thought would be a good time to make a change. Where do we go? We had family in Indiana, aging parents, and we love southern Indiana, so we thought we would come back this direction. So we started looking. Well, then the question was, what would we do? We had both been professional dancers, trained and danced with Martha Graham in New York City and in Europe. I was a professor of dance, and by the time we were looking at a change, Anne was an RN, practicing pediatric nurse. So, well, we decided we'd make a total change, and it narrowed it down to raising goats or selling books, and getting a little old for dealing with goats. So books, with the degrees we have, I have a degree in psychology and religious studies. We both have degrees in biology with certificates in environmental studies. And I have a master's from the IU School of Music, now the Jacobs School of Music, in ballet, pedagogy, and choreography with a graduate minor in opera directing. So with that eclectic background, we're rather well-read, broadly read, so books kind of made sense.
How are books as a business today? Independent bookstores, things have been tough. I've read where it's getting better. I mean, how are we doing? Your store looks very prosperous, by the way. This is beautiful.
Well, thank you. We do come from the theater, and so we know how to present. So looks can be deceiving. I'm not saying we're, well, prosperous would be overstating it. Let's just put it that way. Things getting better, well, we really couldn't have known. But we went into the book business just as the economy descended and Amazon ascended. A combination of the two has left us, you know, kind of staggering. But we, being a small independent, the advantage independents have is that they are small and nimble, and you adapt. So we're constantly adapting.
Nathan Montoya, a transplant who spent time in New York, Europe, and Dallas before moving back to southern Indiana. Now he lives in Madison, which is not only a beautiful historic town, but the site of a full schedule of summer festivals. This weekend, for example, is the River Roots Music Fest. We have the details on our Facebook page. If you go, think about making a weekend out of it.
Indiana Weekend, real radio from just down the road. Look for that name on Facebook and drop us a line to let us know what you think at indianaweekend@gmail.com.
My name's Deb Fine, and I own Cocoa Safari Chocolates, Hertz Shoe Store, and co-owner of Gaddy's Pizza. I was working in Indianapolis in hotel sales, worked for several hotels up there, and this just was an opportunity when we came down to Madison, loved it, and decided to quit my job up there and just pretty much spend all my time down here in Madison.
Tell me the story about coming here.
All right. Well, I used to work in Indianapolis and live southeast of Indianapolis and just used to come to Madison, Indiana for weekend getaways. If I'm at home, I'm always working. So just come down here, sit by the river, read, and enjoy the weekend.
For people who've not been here,
yes.
What is it about Madison?
It's just a quaint town. Love the historic aspect of town. We're right on the river. They've really done a great job with the riverfront. Lots of festivals. So if you're looking for something to do on a weekend, we do have probably 6 or 7 festivals throughout the year. So those are very fun as well. And just a relaxing, fun place to be.
One of the things that strikes me is, unlike other cities that you would see this size in Indiana, Madison looks like it's doing really well. Describe that a little bit.
Doing very well. We get a lot of tourists in town for the weekends, just like I used to be. Clifty Falls State Park's very close. Hanover College, up in Hanover, Indiana. So we get a lot of college kids, their parents.
It's one thing to sort of be a tourist in a place. It's another to open up a couple of businesses. What have you learned along the way?
I've learned along the way that you have to have something that a customer wants to purchase. It does take a lot of hard work. I have actually 3 different businesses. So first of all, chocolates. We make our own handmade chocolates. I also, along with my husband, we own the Hertz Shoe Store. And we're co-owners of Mr. Gaddy's Pizza up on the hill.
So we're in Coco Safari, your chocolate shop, right?
Correct. Yes.
Right on Main Street in Madison, beautiful store. But you weren't in the chocolate business before. You were in the hotel business, right?
Correct. I was in hotel sales, did that for numerous years. And my husband and I would just find ourselves coming down here for the weekend. And the Coco Safari Chocolates was actually an existing shop. It had been here in town for maybe about 2 years. And she happened to be selling it. We popped in one day, and she was selling it, so on a whim, just decided that I would start doing that. Quit my job at the hotel and come down here full time.
So you were in hotel sales, and you switched over to owning a candy shop and making your own chocolates and stuff.
Yes. The previous owner worked with me for about a week, and then she left town. And so my mom and I actually started in on doing it for the first year.
You're a brave soul.
I like to try new things. That's how I've always been. So I'm usually not afraid to try something new.
What's it like to move to a place that you've just kind of visited before and been to as a vacation spot, and then you kind of take the big leap?
Well, the locals here, everyone who lives here in Madison, very nice. Love them to death. Made some really fantastic friends. They've really supported me, as they do all the businesses here in town. So, it's just a very friendly place to come to.
A few years ago, the economy wasn't so hot. It seems to be getting better now. Looks like a lot of people out on the street were here on a Saturday.
Well, with the economy, when it wasn't doing so well, luckily I'm in the business that you can spend $1 or $10 or $50, whatever you want to do. Everybody likes chocolate, and that's just a little indulgence that they like to have, and it didn't cost very much. Most people down here weather the time pretty well. Again, the locals keep us going, and then we have the tourists. So during tourist season, as long as you've got something that somebody wants to buy, you're in pretty good shape.
Do you ever wrap up your work here and walk down the sidewalk and look at Madison and go, wow?
I try to. That doesn't happen very often any longer.
You work a lot.
I work a lot. So, it's mainly something new pops up in town. I might not know it for several weeks. So, just word of mouth is what I hear. But I do, when my husband's down here on the weekends, he tries to pull me away every so often. We'll at least go maybe walk down by the river or something like that.
What are the people in Madison like? What are the people who live here?
The fellow business owners are great. They're all hard workers. Everybody tries to help out everyone else. And it's a very tight community. And just really love it real well down here. Again, the locals that just live here and don't own businesses are very friendly. I find myself, everybody works together. Find myself going to dinner with customers. They'll invite me to dinner or, just things like that.
Now, do you ever get middle-aged folks who walk around and they come in your store and they're just looking around at Madison and going, man, I'd like to live here?
We get that quite often. People who are going to retire or looking to start a business. Our Main Street organization actually has a program in place where certain shops, retail shops here on Main Street, have forms that we can fill out, because all of the shop owners talk to their customers, and people say, well, gosh, we'd love to live here, retire here, start a business here. So we have a little form to fill out, and then we'll send them further information and touch base with them at a later date.
Deb Fine, an Energizer Bunny of a business owner. She and her husband, Mike, working in Indianapolis, used to drive down to visit Madison on the Ohio River for weekend getaways. They liked it so much that they moved here, buying two businesses. You can find Deb at her chocolate shop, Coco Safari, on Main Street. A town is really made up of its people, the personalities. Madison has some of those. Folks who saw this place and loved it so much, they just up and moved here.
This is Indiana Weekend with John Strauss on Indiana Public Radio.
Summer is a great time to visit Madison, Indiana, a grand old river town that just happens to have a downtown that's the largest contiguous National Historic Landmark in the United States, 133 blocks of the downtown area. Nathan Montoya and his wife Ann were IU grads who moved here after stops in New York, Europe, and Dallas. Now they run Village Lights Bookstore in the heart of Madison's downtown. Nathan may be the town's biggest booster.
You know, describe Madison for someone who's not been here. You saw it kind of with fresh eyes yourself 5 or 6 years ago.
Oh, yeah. It was an eye-popper for us. We have Italianate and Federal architecture up and down Main Street. It's something you just don't see. There's nothing like it anywhere else in Indiana. You look down the street and you see for blocks the original buildings intact, beautiful fronts. All the way up. Some of them gorgeously restored. Others haven't gotten a lot of attention, but the original material is still there. And again, they've not been bulldozed. It was an accident of history, as it were, when river trade fell off and the population moved largely up onto the hilltop, and strip malls and big boxes and all went in up there, and the downtown area was largely neglected, and that was a good thing, because they didn't go in and say, well, let's get rid of this old building and that old building. They just sort of left them, and so they're here. You just don't see this anywhere else. You have to go to Charleston or Savannah or someplace like that to see this kind of architectural beauty. It is a unique environment, and it's walkable. Again, we live upstairs. We live right in the heart of downtown Madison, and we can walk down, stroll down to the river, 2 blocks to the river, which was a major factor in our choosing Madison as well. The river is beautiful. The grand old Ohio. Yeah, she's a beautiful river.
What's it like to live here? I would think there's a community. You must know these other business owners pretty well.
Yes, the businesses we do know one another quite well. It's a very it's a tight-knit community, very supportive, a lot of mutual support. We recommend one another all the time. People will go into one shop and looking for something, they get sent to another shop. It's a very welcoming community. It's warm. It's a warm community. It's peaceful.
And this reminds me of when you walk around Nashville or Bloomington sometimes. I mean, people, it's a destination. People come here and they come to see Madison.
Oh, yes. Yeah, Madison itself is, people come to see it, not just the shops. We're not just a place to go to buy this or buy that. Of course, the shops are important. It's the retail environment here that helps us to restore buildings and to afford the paint and the plaster and the bricks. But it's not a museum. We are a real community, and it's not a museum, nor is it a mall. There are real stores here. You go down the street here to DeTillo's Produce. It's a family fruit and vegetable company that's been there for many generations. And we go down there and get our fruits and vegetables and our eggs. There are grocery stores. We don't have a hardware right now down here. That's something that we really need. The big box on the hill kind of blew them away. But it is very much an honest, a real community. It's not Disneyland.
You have events like River Roots.
We have River Roots, That is a folk music and folk arts festival. It takes place in our Bicentennial Park. Very large park that is, it's basically an event park right on the river. It's a spectacular location. And so River Roots happens once a year in the spring. In the late summer, we have River Fest. That's river, as in
just
ribs.
What a vegetarian like you likes.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
A big rib fest.
Rib fest. It's barbecue and blues. It's another big one. And then there is also the regatta, 4th of July weekend, the boat race, which is...
Hydroplanes.
It's go fast and turn left. And we have the Chautauqua, which is arts and crafts, an arts and crafts fair. And that's not down on the river, but it's near the river.
In any city, people are going to have differences of opinion about how to move forward and what constitutes progress. Going to get you in trouble here.
You sure are. Well, as you said, with any city, there is always debate over how to do, how to move forward. Now, and here, well, what is moving forward? In a way, moving forward is moving backwards because it's a historic landmark district. And so we have to look back in order to look forward. We have to look back at what we still have that came from before and how to hone that on into the future and what's coming. And that is what a lot of us think will propel us successfully into the future, the preservation and honoring of what we have here. It is so rare, so unique, and not everybody sees it that way. There are still the people that go, oh, well, why do we need that old building? You know, because they may have just been looking at it all their lives and don't realize, you know, what a jewel it is right in front of them. And it's such a joy to hear someone who has perhaps been thinking that way realize, wait a minute, and I just recently I heard that come out of someone's mouth and at a high level, shall we say, in the city. Well, maybe we've been taking things for granted. And so there's always that dialogue. And when you have something like a National Historic Landmark District with historic guidelines, you have the tension between restrictions to preserve and the ability of the population to follow those restrictions and still afford to own a building and maintain it.
Nathan Montoya, who runs the Village Lights Bookstore in historic Madison with his wife, Anne. People love Madison. There's something about seeing a well-preserved Indiana downtown. Folks here will tell you about all the people who come down, spend some time vacationing, and end up moving here. Some to retire, but others to open businesses in a thriving small town. And that, fellow fans of the back roads, is our show for today. I'm John Strauss. Big thanks to our producer, Marcus Jackman. Glad you could join us this time and hope you'll stay in touch. Drop me a note at indianaweekend@gmail.com if you would like more information or have a suggestion. In the meantime, thanks and have a great week. Until we meet again on the next Indiana Weekend on Indiana Public Radio, I'm John Strauss.
Indiana Weekend with host John Strauss of the Ball State Journalism Department. Our show is engineered at Indiana Public Radio, produced by Marcus Jackman. Major support for Indiana Weekend comes from Dillman's Furniture, Muncie, serving East Central Indiana with home furnishings from Flex Steel, Bassett, and Simmons Beautyrest. Join us again next week for Indiana Weekend with John Strauss here on Indiana Public Radio.